Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 171.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 171. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for being here. I absolutely love doing the podcast, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about three different ways that you can use arpeggios to spice up your improvisation. This is going to be a fun one. It's going to be quick and easy, and I know you're going to get a lot out of it. So I did want to say one thing real quick, and that is, Jazz Piano School was just open, right? And so if you're looking to get into Jazz Piano School, because we've been getting a lot of people now, every time we close something down, we get flooded with emails like, Brendan, why are you closed? Like, why are you doing this? Doesn't even make sense. And I understand it doesn't make sense. It's like a Best Buy, just like being closed until, you know. But the reason we do this is so that we've changed the structure so that I can focus all my attention, my team can focus all of our attention on the new members inside of Jazz Piano School. And we are doing so many new things that it requires all of our attention. What we're doing is I'm doing live lessons, live streaming lessons, live Q&As. My staff, my amazing Jazz Piano School educators, other educators, they're going to be doing live Q&As, live lessons, and we're going to have practice accountability live sessions. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Like accountability practice sessions where we're all practicing. Like I lead it. I lead a practice session on whatever it is. And we're literally practicing certain tools inside of Jazz Piano School. And all you got to do is show up. All you got to do is just show up, tune in. You don't have to think. You don't have to worry like, oh, am I doing this right? We literally are sitting with the members and practicing with them. I mean, if that's not amazing, I really don't know what is. And if someone, like, I guarantee, highly doubt anyone else is doing that. It's just so awesome. So that's what's sucking up our time. Now, Jazz Piano School is closed. Now, if you go to jazzpianoschool.com, there's a big button that says click here to learn more. If you click that, you're going to be brought to a page which you can get on the waiting list to get into, or excuse me, not get into, but be notified about when we're reopening. Now, we're working on the date right now. Okay, so that date is going to be probably in March or April sometime of next year. We're going to be reopening the site. We'll have upgraded all the new features. We'll have tweaked everything. We're going to add so much new stuff, gotten all our features like going strong, got our systems down and stuff like that, because we just added all these things, you know. So, of course, there's minor bugs here and there we're working out. But that's what we're going to be doing. So I wanted to let you guys know that. If you go to jazzpianoschool.com and you click on the big button on the homepage, that'll bring you to a page where you can get on the waiting list, okay? And while you're on the waiting list, we send out all the free content, obviously podcasts, our Lick of the Week, our blog, stuff like that, emails from me, all that good stuff, right? But that's the best way to find how you're going to be notified. So with that being said, there's just a little house cleaning item. Let's dive right into this episode. All right, so this is really, really fun. So the first way, and the easiest way that you can use arpeggios is by using the chord. So you can use the chord of whatever chord you're kind of on, the arpeggio. Now, let's say I'm on a G minor 7 chord. I can simply use a G minor arpeggio. Just like that, to solo with, right? Right? So just using that G minor, it's just a triad, just a G minor triad, right? I can use that arpeggio to improvise over. Another really fun trick, besides just going up and down, right? Right, that's, you know, that's standard. The thing that I like to do too is really fun, neat little thing is you can do this. So you're going back and forth on this one. Right, really, really cool thing to do there. Now, for example, if you're over a C7 chord, right? You can just use a C major triad. It sounds great. Right? Another cool thing that you can just do with triads is you don't have to go up and down like as you just saw. You can go... So essentially, you're still coming down and you're moving down your arpeggiation. And you can do the same thing going up. Right? Really, really cool stuff to do. So you can do that anywhere, however you want. You can lead into it with lines, right? So you can... Right? It doesn't really matter. You just want it to kind of flow naturally into the improvisation you're doing. So that's going to be trick number one. Just using standard, no one really ever thinks of this, just standard arpeggios. Trick number two, or I shouldn't say trick, but way number two, is someone asked how to get more of an out sound using arpeggios. Now, the easiest way to do this is going to be with upper structure triads. So if we're on the G minor, then we get to our C7, right? You want to know and learn what upper structure triads are. We have podcasts about that, so definitely go check that out. My two major upper structure triad is going to allow me to create an arpeggio over that C7 chord, okay? So if I get to that C7 chord and I arpeggiate that, that's a little kind of improvisational thing I can do, right? So, you know, however you want to add it in, right? Now, the thing about this is, I'm going to teach you a little trick right now. So you got to be careful on arpeggios sometimes. And depending upon what key you're in, right? Like a two major triad over the key of E flat, is it just an F major triad? But if you're doing let's say a flat six, right? Major triad, starting your arpeggio on the A flat and trying to cross under from the E flat, right? To get to that A flat on black notes, that's very hard. So the things you can look for to make it easier is that you can start on different inversions. So I don't necessarily have to start on the root. I can start my arpeggio of the chord like this. I can create essentially take the first inversion of the triad and add the next note. So when I swing my thumb under to the C, that's just the major third I have to go up. Right? Right? So, you know? So I can do that. And again, you can use different rhythms. The first time I went, so triplets, right? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You can go eighth notes if you want. Doesn't really matter, right? You can do quarter note triplets. So. And it really doesn't matter, but adding more contrast and stuff like that is fun. Now, here's a quick, Oscar Peterson loved to use the flat six triad, which I was just demonstrating, right, over his dominant chords. And again, he would do the same thing. He would play this. He would use this. In the key of C major over a G7 chord, he'd be playing E flat, right? And so he might be playing, right? He loves using the triplets, da 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 da, right? It adds a really nice flavor, especially if you're moving fast, right? And you can come back down as well. So that's a really cool thing to do, right? Any sort of upper structure triad, right? And you can kind of mess around with that. You can use the two, you can use the flat six. Now, step number three, what we can do is that we can... Well, actually, no. All right, I'm gonna leave step number three separate. Okay, this is adding on to step number two. So we can combine upper structure triads now. So let's say we have our two major triad and our flat six major triad. Now, this is more of a hexatonic type of improvisation, meaning six notes, okay, where you combine two triads, but you can also use it for arpeggiation purposes, right? So if I have my two major triad, and then I have my flat six major triad, right, as an inversion, what I can do is arpeggiate this. And so essentially, I can do this, 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 right? And so on and so forth. Right? So that is, this is what I call the Star Wars, the two major and the flat six. Right? You hear that? John Williams uses that a lot, right? Really, really fun stuff to do, right? And again, it's more of a modal sound, so you definitely kind of want to play around with that in more modal tunes. If you're playing like more of a bop piece and you kind of just throw this in there, it might sound a little weird, but feel free to combine upper structure triads. It can be anything. You could do flat two, and I could do this. You know, however you want. It doesn't really matter, right? Your two and your flat three, so this gives us sharp nine in the mix, right? Okay, so moving on, number three, the third way to use this is that you can start doing a combination of triads, all right? So a cool thing to do, let's say over an F sus chord, right, is you can use certain diatonic triads. So essentially, you know, what you might do is you can pick, let's say, two triads, right? You pick the four and the one, okay? So let's say we're in the key of F, right? But essentially, we're playing a... in F sus here, right? So my four triad actually fits over here, and some of the chords that you'll choose won't fit, and that's why they sound great. All right, and I'm gonna show you that in a second. So I might go, right? You're gonna hear this kind of lick, I should say, all the time. So people will go down by major triads in fourths. And so essentially what I'm doing is I'm playing a triad here. I'm going down by a fourth triad. This is the top note of my triad, right? Down by a fourth, triad, right? Down by a fourth, triad. Now, if you keep going through the cycle, it's gonna get in, you're gonna get into all the keys, right? And over in F sus, I mean, that's gonna sound pretty out. Now, you don't have to go down by fourths. You can pick other intervals. And so, you know, instead of going down by fourths, you can go down by thirds. That's gonna sound really out, right? Which is cool though. You can also pick other intervals. You can go back up. So I might go. So essentially I'm going here, 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 right? And then down by another major third. Really, really cool stuff, right? Now, besides the triad stuff, you can also take full chords, right? Out arpeggiating full chords. And I love doing this. You know, just arpeggiating your minor chord. So... I mean, that's kind of basic sounding, I understand. But again, once you start to switch around the intervals and the way you do it, it's going to sound really cool. So if I do this, right? That's a really cool sound. So essentially, I'm just outlining my G minor 7, which is the chord I'm on. And then I'm outlining my 4 major 7, which is within the key, right? Just the 4 of the key of F, that which we're in, right? So that's another cool thing. Now you can go up diatonically too. You can go up and down arpeggiating, you can go down and up arpeggiating. So there's so many different ways that you can do this. And I urge you to play around with all the things I just showed you. Again, try and find what works for you. Try and find what you like best. And again, once you start to implement these into your improvisation, kind of mixed in so that's happening fluidly, like, trust me, you're going to sound so, so killing and burning. It's a really, really great texture to add into your improvisation. All right? So have fun.